but he didn't move. He couldn't look away from the fight. It ended shortly after the copper bear had drawn blood. The copper bear caught the brown bear beneath the jaw, with a claw-focused swipe, and his teeth found an exposed shoulder. The brown bear screamed with rage in an attempt to fight back, but each exchange was weaker than the last. It ended with the copper bear chasing the other out of the river and back into the forest. The copper bear stood at the edge of the tree line for a moment, watching the others retreat. It looked triumphant, with its head held high. The stance of the victor. It made a striking picture in the silence of the approaching twilight. Then it turned, and its eyes caught his from across the river. A fresh wave of adrenaline shot through his system, jolting him out of the spell. This was still a bear. It had fought off another. It could have been a territorial dispute, but knowing alphas as he did, he wouldn't be surprised if it decided to claim a prize. Ori scrambled to his feet, wincing when he put his weight on his twisted ankle. He pushed through the pain and hobbled as quickly as he could into the forest. He didn't hear the bear behind him, but he still hurried as fast as he was able, using trees to help support himself. Bushes and thorns caught the damp material of his leggings, tearing at the cloth. His injured foot struck a tree root, and he went down with a yelp of pain and surprise. Groaning, he rolled onto his back and sat up, cradling his ankle in his hands. He didn't know how to handle this. Only the healers knew such things. He muttered several curses under his breath and pushed himself to his feet, balancing on his good foot. Gently, he put a little weight on his injured foot and immediately winced. A short grunt and the snap of a twig was the only warning he got of the bear's presence. He jumped and spun, losing his balance in the process and landing on his ass. He gaped up at the bear, wondering how he could ever have considered the beast to be small. Up close, it was huge, and he couldn't grasp how he hadn't heard such a great beast approaching. It stepped closer, and he pushed himself back, wide eyes locked onto those of the bear. But unlike the eyes of the bears from his village, it didn't look angry. Rather, it looked almost curious. The bear took another step, and he pushed himself back again. "Go away," he managed to shout, after several failed attempts to find his voice. The bear exhaled loudly and took another step. "I'm warning you, I don't owe you anything. Stay back." The bear took another step, and he promptly kicked it in the nose with his good foot. The bear shook its head and snorted in surprise, sitting back on its haunches. He narrowed his eyes in defiance, ignoring the way his voice wavered. "I warn you, go away now." For a moment, the bear sat frozen, merely staring. Then a shiver seemed to run through its whole body, from head to toe. It shook its head, like a twitch of annoyance, then leaned forward on all fours and braced itself. He had never seen a transformation this close before, and honestly, he was both amazed and horrified. He sat staring wide-eyed. The air around his body seemed to shimmer and spark with energy. And then, as quickly as it had started, it was done. And in the place of a beast was a man. He knelt on his hands and knees, head down as his chest heaved with every labored breath. A thin layer of sweat and river water coated his bronzed flesh, freckled and lighter than the men of Ori's village, but he was sun-worn. His hair was long and gleamed red in the fading light. Though it was damp and dark, his back was broad, his arms well-defined, and he was very, very naked. He hadn't realized he was just sitting there, with his mouth agape until the man's head suddenly shot up, and he was locked in a hazel gaze. His angular jaw was covered in thin, copper scruff. A small drop of blood hung beneath one nostril, and he lifted a large hand to carelessly wipe it away. Ori stiffened, bracing himself for the anger. But it didn't come. Instead, the man grinned.